From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders.
Stop. Ladies and gentlemen, the stakeholder holiday part, this is not about the host, Steve, or the host, Chris. This is all about all of us coming together, man. New York Yankees taught, Ranger proud, Knickerbocker Avenue fan forum, Chris and Steve. Let's all bring all the guys in, man, and have a good time. NYG frontliners, Chris, Knickerbocker Avenue, Kenny, D,
Ben,
frontliners. Happy
holiday.
This is a holiday party. Let's go.
Yo, who got some coquito for you, know, for your boy Av? It's been a while.
think about.
What? I don't drink eggnog.
And I don't blame you. I'll drink some while you go.
Kenny D, are you out there?
I'm here. It's been a minute. How we doing?
What's up, Kenny D?
Who are
you? This is Professor Man. What's going on?
How's it going on, brother?
Oh, man.
Banks, NYG frontliners.
Uh-oh.
Yo, what's good, family?
Banks, how you be, sir?
Listen, man.
And you know, if it's not a party,
I'm just here for the
Hennessy. He's here for the Hennessy, man. Shout out to Banks. Ranger Proud, man. Ranger Proud, talk to us, man. How are you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I don't like eggnog either. Simple little whiskey does me good. I don't know, eggs and booze, and no, none of that's working.
There you go.
Hey, Chris, I mean,
see what I done did now?
What drinks are you giving out the Ranger Proud, Kenny D, Bakes, Knickerbocker Avenue? What you got on
right.
That, man?
I got it. Let me see. I got this double mojito, man, for Knickerbocker Ave.
Damn.
You know what? I don't know how much Hennessy to put in this glass here, so I'm going to give the whole bottle to Bakes. Go ahead. Ranger Proud, I think
I'm gonna need a really hardcore
holiday edition Jack Daniels ought to do you just right, sir.
Jack Daniels is always good, but my number one drink is a McCallum with a nice cigar as I'm cursing out the TV set. It always works.
I need to hang out with you then. You're the one who needs.
I got a little heel still here, dude.
I need to be in the bar. Hey, Kenny, you got to do the driving, man. So how about a Shirley Temple, man, with a... probably some.
All right. I see how it is.
No, man. Hey, man.
You know, if you go hard, man, he's in the bleachers at Yankee Stadium, man. You could give him any harder than Shirley Temple, man. Come on.
Okay. Well, he was driving. Okay. Something harder. Harder. Well, what would you prefer, Kenny D?
I'll let you decide that one. That's the wrong answer, my friend. That's the wrong answer. With you know, you got a bunch of old hands here who know they liquor.
All right.
Y'all are crazy, man. So, Steve, man, we're all here at the party, y'all.
Put me down for a Maker's Mark. I'm in a Maker's Mark move, man. Got all the stakeholders, you know, Ranger Proud, Facebook, Twitter, Ranger.Proud on Instagram. You got Knickerbocker Avenue, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Knickerbocker Avenue, New York Yankees Talk, of course, Kenny D, Bakes, NYG Frontlines on Instagram as well. I mean, we could go anywhere you want to go. This is a 2017 year in the review. A guy, we're all hardcore sports fans. As a matter of fact, we can start off with Knickerbocker Avenue, man. Our Knicks are getting destroyed right now. How thankful are you for the Knicks or just the Yankees or anything you want to talk to Ranger Proud? You got Bakes, NYG frontliners, you know Kenny D, of course. Anywhere you want to go with this, Avenue, let me go on. Have some fun.
I'm not gonna go with Bakes because the thing was is that. You know, the season for the Giants is over. We already know that. The frontliners already know that it's over. And pretty much this is also we're all supposed to be, you know, kind of playing spoiler. And we almost did that yesterday against Philadelphia, but that's another story. Obviously, the best thing that we can, you know, we as the KGYR family, we can actually say that we're very thankful for, without a doubt, the New York Yankees. What a year they brought us. A year in which we were thinking that, you know, maybe they'd be a wild card team. Maybe they'll play spoiler. Maybe let's just have an exciting baseball all the way up to, like, you know, September. Mm-hmm. And one game away from their 41st American League title. I mean, what more can you say? Yes, the Knicks had, you know, they're overachieving this season. And, of course, last season, the debacle, the firing of Phil Jackson, you know, Carmelo Anthony being traded, you know, the new era, the new regime, you know, the actual final changing of the guard within Madison Square Garden. But obviously, the biggest thing I'm very much thankful, of course, is with the Bronx Bombers, and you know what they did so far. You know, heading into the winter meetings, you know, the appointment of Aaron Judge. Of Aaron Boone. You know, obviously Aaron Judge winning the Rookie of the Year honors. See, you see, the Coquito's already hitting me already. So you don't have to see what's happening to me. And they tell me not to mix alcohol with my pain medication because everybody, you know, Steve knows I just got off of back surgery, so I'm on painkillers. So drinking Coquito is not probably the best thing I should be having, but whatever. But obviously, you know, with Aaron Judge winning the Rookie of the Year, the appointment of Aaron Boone as the 33rd manager, it's really 35, but they say the 33rd official manager of the New York Yankees. And the trade for Giancarlo Stanton, the return of CeCe Sabathia, and slowly but surely the return of the top five, the Todd Frazier over at third base. And without a doubt, you're looking at next season, the New York Yankees are the odds-on favorite in the American League to head into the World Series and chase number 28. But that's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah. Since we keep it on the Yankees, let's go to New York Yankees. So let's go to Kenny, and then we'll get the two Mets guys on. Let's go to Kenny D.
Oh, shit.
What's your thoughts, man, on 2017 in sports? It ain't got to be just Yankees, but overall, man, that you're most memorable for you.
So I think, like Av said, Knicks are struggling. However, Kristaps Porzingis is my new favorite New York athlete, hands down. I'm a Yankees guy, but Porzingis is leaps and bounds my favorite. I just think it's impossible to dislike this guy. I know he's injured right now, but I'm going to the Garden on Thursday night. I'm really hoping he's back by then. They're going up against the Celtics. It's going to be a tough game, but I'm looking forward to seeing him play. I saw him play once earlier this year. He's just so much fun to watch. Now, on the Yankee side, I am thankful for Mr. Brian Cashman. He's taken a lot of flack over the years for different things, but right now I think he's built a team that, like Av said, is the favorite to go all the way next year. You know, he's not only has he gone out and gotten the big names like Stanton, but he's built a farm system that's second to none in Major League Baseball. You know, we got the guys that are in the league right now. We got Judge, we got Sanchez, we got Severino. But we got these guys coming up right behind them, like Gleyber Torres, Esteban Florial. These guys are right there, and this team's going to be a force for years. And one of the things we've talked about is how these Yankee teams differ from the dynasty teams, or the teams going back 15, 20, 25 years. I think the acquisition of Giancarlo Stanton is the classic George Steinbrenner move. Yep. You know, you miss out on Japanese Babe Ruth, right? You don't get Shohei Ohtani. Yep. So you know what you do? You go out and you sign the reigning NL MVP. Like how much more Yankees does that get? So I'm stoked for next year. Yeah. I'm stoked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Let's go to Bakes, man, and then go to Ranger Proud. But Bakes, man, first, what's most memorable for you on the sports year for 2017, whether it's the Giants or any other team or anything in sports, and then go to RP. And you're a Mets guy, by the way, and so is Ranger Proud. So anything you would like to say on the 2017 sports year for you, Bakes? NYC
I mean, basically the epic disappointments of my team is most memorable. I mean, the Knicks, I mean, finally got rid of all the dead weight in the front office that I've been screaming about since they got him. But I'm still not watching them. But that was big to go forward with that. And, of course, with the Giants having a monumental disappointment year from being, you know, a Super Bowl preseason pick to, you know, having two wins. That's what's most memorable for me. And also what's most memorable for me also is all the camaraderie we've built over this year with the frontliners throughout all the games we've been and all the friendships we've made. So that's pretty memorable as well. But just the football and the whole quality wasn't that great. Of course, the Mets sucked this year again. But, you know, we're looking to rebuild and hopefully make some moves and be competitive for the new season. Just excited that the football season is almost over because, you know, we don't know where we're going, and we got to get some pieces, and we're going to make it moving, make it good moving forward, I hope.
All right, that's big. So Ranger Proud, what about you as far as our team, the hockey team? All of us are, for the most part, Rangers fans, but what about your year in review with either our team or just overall in sports? What you like or most memorable for you, Ranger Proud?
Well, you know, the start of this season really sucked for the Rangers, too, and that was coming off a really crappy baseball season. So I'm just happy that at least every night now, my team seems to be competitive and playing much better, especially since Halloween. You know, I think there's a lot of good hockey left to come. It's going to be a battle all the way to the playoffs, but they're definitely expected to be a playoff team. So once you get to the show, as everyone knows, anything can happen in the playoffs. So if they just keep up the style of hockey they're playing now and you avoid the injuries and maybe once in a while we could play someone other than Henrik Lundqvist in that, maybe they have a shot to go far. And overall for New York, I'm convinced of one thing, and no one takes this the wrong way, but God above is absolutely a Yankee fan. There is no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He is a Yankee fan, and I'm a Mets fan, and he does not like the Mets. So, and that's just the way it is here. The Mets are the Jets of football. I seem to be on the losing end of that. I'm a big Giants fan. We had another tough season. It's been a tough all-around sports year for me. When I'm looking forward to my girls' lacrosse games more than the Giants and the Mets, we have a problem because my girls' lacrosse team isn't that good. So it's been a real tough season. So we just need the Rangers to keep on playing well. I need to keep the scotch loaded up in the liquor cabinet because they're going to drive you to drink anyway. And, you know, it's the truth. I'm not a huge basketball fan, but the whole demeanor of the New York Knicks, at least it's healthier in New York City, because I, for one, am tired of hearing about Carmelo Anthony. I wasn't a Knicks fan or a big basketball fan, and I was tired of hearing about Carmelo. So I think it was good for everyone that he moved on to wherever he went, Oklahoma, who cares, wherever it was. And, you know, they seem to be doing well, not tonight, obviously, Steve. But so and that's just my take on the overall New York area. I don't much have to say about the Yankees. Sorry, guys. It's almost as bad as the Islanders, but we'll go there another time. It's okay.
All good, man.
Maybe we should just
Chris,
give them the trophy
up,
now. I don't know. Why even play the 100 games? Let's just give them the World Series
play
championship and move on.
RP, you know that. You still got to play the 162. Injuries can happen. Teams get hot. Things like that. Chris, what about you, man? 2017 sports, what's most memorable for you? Our teams, or teams just in general? Sports overall?
I have two. One, sports overall, the fact that Deshaun Watson made Alabama, who was supposed to be the most dynastic team ever in college football history at the top of the year, he made them look awful. He made them look like a little high school JV team. That was one thing in the national championship game. But the other thing was even cooler. I was at a bar in South Jersey watching the seventh game of the American League series between the Yanks and Houston. And we all, it was about 70% Yankee fans in there, a few Philly fans that had crossed over temporarily and things like that. And the atmosphere was that of, how the hell did we get here, yet I'm proud to be a Yankee fan, wait, flag waivers. You know, it was a really strange moment because, like Av said at the top of the show, everybody expected us to at least scrape for a wild card position. All of a sudden, you got the real surreal feeling that, hey, we were getting ready to go into the World Series here, man. This was a real moment. And we really felt that, and we looked past the Astros, we really felt that we were going to give it to Clayton Kershaw and the rest of the Dodgers, but it just didn't happen. And that was a memorable moment because it's sort of, basically carried over now to this new moment, this new feeling of what can the possibilities going forward with the acquisition of Stanton. And I think Aaron Boone is going to bring a new dimension to this team. I think people are a little bit too hard on him. I think we've got something going on up in the Bronx, and I really, really am really excited to see it happen, just like everybody, anybody else diehard. And let me tell you something, Ranger Proud and also D-Bakes, there are quite a few Met fans at these games. I'm sure Kenny D can tell you. There are quite a few Met representatives nowadays of coming up to the Bronx. And I don't think they're wearing their colors. I don't think they're crossing over in terms of, betrayal. I think it's just a matter of loving baseball in our area and trying to see someone succeed at a higher level. So that's my most memorable memory, Steve, from this year.
Yeah, you know what? On a baseball tip, I thought the Yankees did overachieve, and very happy that they gained a lot of happiness with the New York fans. They were a very exciting team to watch. The Cleveland series was jaw dropping to watch in a sense. And I really believe, I honestly firmly believe, had we beat in the Houston Astros, I thought we would have beat the Dodgers, to be quite honest. Easily. And I thought Game 7 in the fifth inning, it still stings. It may not sting as a lot of other games in Yankees playoff history. I thought we had prime opportunity to capitalize and really get to Houston in Game 7. But that's neither here nor there. I thought, and I'm looking forward to next season with the Yankees. I'm a very proud Yankee fan as well. On the Knicks level, as Av already knows, and you guys are probably already familiar with me with the Knicks, that last year was a whole circus with Phil Jackson. I don't know what's even bigger, getting rid of Phil Jackson or Jerry Reese. It's almost damn insane.
Oh, boy.
In a lot of senses, man. You could make a debate for either or. Probably more
that's
so.
Like heart attack, or stroke.
I don't know. Right. Exactly. But loving the direction of the Knicks as far as rebuilding, I think they've always taken shortcut trades, and I think they should build it the proper way. I know we all have our differences on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum podcast on how we should build this thing, but I like the effort for the most part. They played hard in this new season, and RP will already tell you on the Rangers. Ranger Proud can tell you. I still can't get over those fluke goals versus the Senators in the second round of last year's playoffs, man. We're talking a whole different series, as well as that team was playing, how constructed they were, and also all those guys that were in tap before the expansion draft. We had to lose, Oscar Lindbergh to the expansion draft. We had to trade some players. The Rangers have still got a window open, and RP, we could probably attest to it on the podcast this week, where they played very good 4 points this weekend versus the Kings, versus the Bruins. Love what they've done in the absence of Mika Zibanejad, and that's two straight seasons he's been out for a little bit of significant time. But as a Rangers fan, they've weathered the course because they started off slow and then got in on a nice little 15-20 game stretch. So overall, pretty decent with the hockey team and Bakes and Chris. We already know we only have the fellowship when it comes to the Giants. The frontliners, week four tailgate was probably something the fans needed for the Giants. That was probably one of the most memorable as far as off the field, around the game stuff. But right. The offensive line has really let us this football team down. And I think everybody had at least one in the NFC East. And I think that's really, really highly disappointed on a football level. But overall, I think, to your point, Chris, the Clemson Tigers, that really shocked. It doesn't shock me, but anytime you see Alabama go down, that is key. And, the Golden State Warriors, that's another story, man. What they did to the Cavaliers, man. I mean, this just dragged them. This straight up drag session in the NBA Finals. RP on the Stanley Cup with Pittsburgh getting past San Jose. That doesn't surprise me. In the baseball, I barely watched. No. I was so pissed at the Yankees losing. I didn't even want to watch. So, but we can go back to Av. Av, what else? Anything you would like to ask Kenny D, Bakes, or RP? Anything you? It can go anywhere you want with this. And then we can go to Kenny D and then Bakes and then RP.
Well, to go back to your previous point, when you were saying which one was worse, the firing of Phil Jackson or the firing of Jerry Reese, the difference is that Phil Jackson, you had a lot of hype going behind it, and all that ended up was misery. At least with Reese, there was two Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So that's the huge difference. Even though Jerry Reese was in his position for a lot longer, he does have two Super Bowls. He has two championships on his desk and on his resume that he can hang his hat on. despite the fact that he hasn't even trusted the offensive line in, 3 years. But I guess this goes for, across the board, this is for everybody, is that since I'm the Nick guy, KD already told, he loves him, he loves KP, and I'm sure the whole city loves him right now, especially with what he's been putting on Instagram. But which move throughout 2017 did you find to be like the setting of of the right progression, the right move to make? Was it was it the Phil Jackson firing? Was the drafting of Frank Ntilikina? Was it the trading Carmelo Anthony, or whatever situation that you throughout the 2017 last season and this season? Which one do you feel that for the Knicks was the thing to set the ship right? I guess.
Is that a question for me or Kenny?
I'll throw my two cents there.
Across
the
board.
Kenny.
I think the Melo trade is probably the biggest step in the right direction. I mean, we saw it just, Saturday night? Was it Saturday night against the Thunder at the Garden?
Yeah.
Melo came out there hot, hit a couple shots in the first minute. Then he went cold, right? He went like 4 for his next 15 or something, like we've seen many times over the years. But Dougie McDermott had a big game. Cantor was solid. What they got back from Melo were a couple of solid role players who are yet to disappoint me in any way. They've been solid. And I think the removal of Melo from the lineup opened up an opportunity for Porzingis that he's taken full advantage of. This is his team now. This is his city. And he's playing great basketball. Even if, they don't make the playoffs this year or they don't win this year, it's not an issue. It's just they're on the right track now. And I think whereas the last few years has really been no clear goal, now we have a goal. We have a clear path to get there. And I think the new management will make it happen. I like Hornacek. I like the direction the team's moving.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add before we go to Bakes? Anything around sports or any league? Anything with the golf? Anything we should know what's up with golf? I heard Tiger did some things a couple weeks ago.
Tiger's back. Tiger's back. It's very exciting stuff. I'm a big Tiger guy. I not everyone feels the same way, but I think he's going to have a good year. He came back a couple weeks ago in his own tournament, pretty low stakes. Nothing really riding on it, but he played fine. He stayed healthy, which is like a big deal for him, just to be able to play 4 rounds of golf without hurting himself. I'm interested to see what happens. I know he's going to play a couple tournaments next month. Probably out at Torrey Pines will be there, be the Travelers Championship. And then it's on to the Masters in March. I think that's his real goal at this point. That's what's going on in the golf world. A lot of exciting things happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bakes, what about you? Av had a question about the Knicks as far as the scenarios he drew up. And Nick, Av, can you say one more time your question and then Bakes can answer it? And then Bakes, anything you would like to say on sports and overall and anything on our Giants or in the NFL or just any sport league?
Well, the original question was what move that was made throughout 2017 do you feel that is starting to right the ship for the Knicks? Because it seems like right now this is a completely different team, different outlook, and different projection. And expectations are a little bit higher now, but what move do you think was more monumental? Was it the firing of Phil Jackson, the drafting of Ntilikina, the trading of Carmelo Anthony, what do you feel was that, the right move, to set everything in motion?
Well, for me, it's a slam dunk where it's definitely getting Phil Jackson, Rudy Poole, candy ass out of New York City. It was ridiculous what he was doing with the team. You can't be a GM and a president and GM and want to run and dictate coaching plays and a style of offense that the coach that you hire don't know how to run. That first of all is a major mistake. He wasn't vested. in the players that we had here, so I don't know why he was signed Carmelo. He should have not signed re-signed Carmelo in that first place because he didn't want him there, and he didn't even want to be there initially. So I think getting rid of him was monumental in putting the Knicks in a new direction. As far as my 2017 sports highlights, I would say just the NFL as a whole with the whole taking the knee versus, you know, disrespecting the flag situation where we couldn't come together as a people and have a discussion about issues that affect people in this people in this country. When you can't listen to someone or hear what they're saying because they're upset about something, we as a country have a problem. You know, it's supposed to be the United States of America, and it didn't feel that way. So football was a little less special for me this year with that, and I think that's probably was the biggest standout moment for me.
All right. Go back to Ranger Proud. Ranger Proud, I had a question about the Knicks as far as which move was probably most best in the direction of the franchise, but also anything, RP, you would like to add as far as from the Ranger side of things, hockey, any sport you would like to bring up we haven't brought up, or anywhere you would like to go. And I'll try to answer Av's question as well.
I would say from a hockey standpoint or from a Ranger standpoint, I don't think the Rangers have had that big moment yet. Last year was a disappointment, the way the playoffs ended. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You need to win that series. And for the Rangers, the Ottawa series was, they were the better team. And, you know, the Rangers made a ton of mistakes, and they deserve to lose that series. I think in any sport, you try to improve in the offseason. The Rangers made some moves. They traded some good plays. They picked up a Kevin Shattenkirk. And as we always say, and I guess the Yankee fans might be thinking this too, the team looks really good on paper now, but will they execute once they come on the field or on the ice? For the Rangers, it took a hell of a lot longer than anyone anticipated for the team to start to be the team that they're looking for. That tends to happen a lot. I notice in hockey, you could sign, you know, the better plays and all, but a lot of times, this word that I hate so much, chemistry, just seems to constantly come up. And for the Rangers, they're still struggling on the defense, even though they signed Kevin Shattenkirk. You're starting to see some of his flaws, even though he's a really good offensive hockey player. He has a lot of problems seeing his own end. And for the money that they're paying, and it always comes down to money, doesn't it, everyone? But for what they're paying him and what the Rangers' payroll is, you just didn't expect a flat start. The flip side to that, they've kind of corrected a lot of their issues. The divisions are so tight, every point is so important. So you don't know where they're going to land. You know, it's not how it used to be. It's not just the top eight teams in each conference making the playoffs. The regular season does have a lot more meaning because if you're not the top three teams in each conference, you need to be the best two teams left out of all the other ones to make the playoffs. So as competitive as – not as a competitive, but as much as the Rangers have picked up players and tried to improve, it's a long season, and you just hope that everyone's goal is to get to the playoffs and get to the finals and then win it all. I don't think they're in that category yet of winning it all. I don't know if they're going to make any more moves. I don't know if they're going to make a move with the coach, even though they're playing well now. The Rangers side is very patient as opposed to the Knicks side when it comes to Madison Square Garden. Dolan is much more involved with basketball than he is with hockey, which is, I think, better for the Rangers because you can't rush it. You can't just keep making changes, and then it doesn't work out, and then you make poor changes. The Rangers have gone through that so many times when that win-out attitude doesn't work. So there wasn't a great monumental moment for the Rangers. I guess a little bit more disappointment is what you would say, but you're seeing a lot of positives now. In sports overall, sometimes I just think, and this is going to sound crazy, I think money sometimes gets too in the middle of it. And what I mean by that is, I'm not saying it's the Yankees, I'm not saying it's the Rangers or the Knicks. Sometimes you got to get a team on the court, on the field, that could perform no matter what the salaries are. You know, we expected a lot out of the Giants this year. I'm a huge Giants fan, I'm a huge Eli fan. And someone has to explain to me somewhere down the road, maybe not today, how if a coach is going to sit Eli Manning, and the streak was important, but more than the streak, it was knocking a player for not really at all being his fault. He has had a great season, but I don't think he was a person that you would go after, knowing that your fan base would be so turned off by it. So I cannot understand how a McAdoo could sit Eli Manning and then that Monday be fired. And I heard Mara's interview on the McKay show, and he really didn't have an answer for it other than to say he thought he would speak with McAdoo first, and he thought he would be able to, you know, talk it out and work it out. To me, that was all garbage. If you knew you were even thinking of firing your head coach and your GM, regardless of the outcome of that Raider game, then how do you let them bury Eli Manning the way they did? Fans are smart, especially New York fans. You weren't going to sell that. So to me, that was outside of the ranges. That was the biggest disappointment that I have.
Av, to answer your question, let me see. Okay, you want to say something, RP? Go ahead.
I was going to say it wasn't really a question or more of a statement. It was just, being in New York right here and you're reading all the reports and constantly on social media and all, I just don't understand how an owner of a team wasn't in the moment there. It was more about wins and losses at that point. You're going after a two-time MVP, a Super Bowl champ. And granted, that was a couple of years ago. But to me, that just said it was all Eli's fault. That was just my opinion. I could be wrong, but that's how I felt. And I know a lot of fans felt the same way. So,
Av, the answer to your question is definitely Phil Jackson had to get out of there, man. But what was shocking, Av, as you already know, what we said on the Knicks shows, where I was shocked that Dolan did it, because normally he would just like Isaiah, he would have waited it out unless there was something that was really catastrophic, like allegations coming from the front office. I was actually shocked that he got rid of Phil, because knowing that James Dolan, he kind of waits it out for the most part. And when that happened, I think it was the Knicks had almost damn near had a parade. It's almost the same thing with the Giants. The same thing with Bakes. You could attest to this. Actually, all you guys could attest to this. The Mara and Tisha's guys, they don't wait. They wait till the end of the actual last second of the contract to get rid of somebody. When McAdoo and Reese, that was a crazy. Now, McAdoo definitely, but with Reese as well, that was real shocking that they did it. And I think it was getting too much backlash, because I think at one point, Giant fans got a hold of the general manager's phone number, and I knew they blew it up. It was circling all over the social media. So, on our team levels, just the firing of the management, that really stuck out. RP, like I said, with the Rangers, man, I was really shocked the way we lost to Ottawa. But overall in the NHL, I don't think no NHL fan saw it coming with the Nashville Predators. What they did to get to versus Pittsburgh, I thought they were a fun team to watch out of the West. You know, we were in the East, but when they went to Chicago and San Jose and they ended up getting to Pittsburgh versus, they were playing phenomenal. They were fun to watch, man, on the Nashville. Now, I may have to ask Kenny when he gets back around, but I never bought into the Los Angeles Dodgers hype when they were winning so many games in a row and they went into a serious funk later in the year. I never bought what they were selling with the LA Dodgers. And it's almost the same thing with the Nationals, the baseball team, because they're almost like the hockey version of the same team, the Capitals. Those two teams can never get out of their own way. They win a lot of games, the Capitals, the Nationals, and they can never make a serious run in their respective leagues. Now, the football, how can I forget? I didn't bring this up earlier. The Super Bowl collapsed by the Falcons with New England coming back. I think that may be on a lot of people's top list as far as, oh, my goodness, moments from 2017. There's no way any team, football team, with that lead should blow the game the way the Falcons did. That should still sting to a lot of Falcon fans. And I really thought about that game in particular, because if you guys watched the recent game with the Patriots and the Steelers, the Patriots win all these kind of quirky games. There's something about that franchise. They find a way to win games, and they get all the calls. And they've been getting all the calls for 16 years, if you really think about it. And then on the NBA, I know, Av, we just started the NBA season. I was looking forward to of course with our Knicks, but all the other teams within our division. Philly's fun to watch. Toronto's still fun to watch. I mean, they're okay to watch. Brooklyn, they can hustle. They don't have no real talent, but they hustle. But Boston, with Gordon Hayward going down on opening night, oh, that was gruesome, man, versus the Cavs. But, Av, that's my answers. What about you, Av? Anything else you'd like to add or anything you'd like to ask RP, Bakes, a New York Yankees talk, or anything you would like to say going forward and move on?
Well, we brought it, hearing all the stakeholders here, I'm talking about, you know, specific little moments in 2017 that probably slipped my mind. I try not to get, you know, on the political side because of the, you know, the standing versus the kneeling for the national anthem of the NFL. You notice that no other sports does that. You know, the NBA is not doing something like that. You know, the players are standing, but they're protesting in their own little way. Of course, they have president. It's America's pastime, so no one's really, taking the knee or doing any kind of silent protest of any kind. And in hockey, I mean, come on now. You know, when you're up in Canada and the national anthem gets cut off in the PA system, they're singing our national anthem. And, you know, we can't really do the same thing for them. But that whole issue, you know, as Banks was just saying, you know, just now, it's absolutely true. You know, we are the United States of America. And since we can't sit there and actually have, an actual debate and have a spirited discussion where people are listening to each other, that's pretty sad. The Super Bowl meltdown, I really don't want to talk about it too much because we kind of saw the same thing again yesterday with the Steelers. What's a catch, what's not a catch. You're absolutely right, Steve. The New England Patriots have a knack for winning specific games under scrupulous and very highly controversial circumstances. And, you know, the way they won the Super Bowl, you can't take that away from them. But the way they won yesterday's game and clinched the AFC East is you know, that could be debated under, you know, any way you look at it. On the other tip, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the changing of the guard and throughout the entire world of sports, especially in New York City, when you think about Phil Jackson being fired, Joe Girardi being fired, and I mean, his team was one game away from the World Series, and now, you know, Aaron Boone being appointed the new manager, McAdoo and Reese both getting fired two weeks ago, that's something, you know, after that situation with, you know, with the benching of Eli Manning, and I mean, you kind of have to compare that situation to the same one with Phil Jackson, because the way that he was treating Carmelo Anthony was kind of it's essentially the same thing. You let the GM and the coach, the person in management, dog the star player, and have them mistreated and have them basically ripped, you know, to the point where the fan base turns against the team. And ownership and stuff like that, and then situation. But the biggest thing for me, I mean, I'm very thankful that McAdoo finally did get the firing that he deserved. Reese had to go because it was about fire. Phil Jackson definitely needed to go for obvious reasons. Joe Girardi, not so much. But then again, I understand the circumstances and their reasoning. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand it. And overall, you know, just sports in general. Steve, I'm with you 100% when it comes to, like, the Nationals, the Dodgers in baseball. I kind of see the same thing, how the, you know, people are viewing the Houston Rockets and the Oklahoma City Thunder coming into the season, how they look in that team. The Rangers, I haven't been watching as much hockey as I should be. But the games that I do catch, fortunately for some reason, they always end up looking, you know, pretty good. I haven't seen one Ranger loss, and I've probably watched like 7 or 8 different hockey games so far this year. But I should be watching more. And now that that everything, you know, after the holiday season, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be watching a whole lot more hockey and getting back into the Ranger swing of things. But overall, I mean, it was an interesting year, and all I got to say is that. Alain Vigneault and Glenn Saylor, you notice the Yankees made a move. You notice the Knicks made a move. You notice the Giants made a move. If you don't, you know, I'm pretty damn sure if the Rangers don't turn it around this season, you know, it could be next. They're the, you know, they're the last gun standing.
Yeah. And Biggs, what about you? Anything you'd like to add? What about your thoughts as far as off the field stuff with the community service projects that you liked overall this year? What about the tailgates on the football end? Like a lot of things, a lot of people don't really see day to day. They just see the game. But what about everything around the game? And then anything you'd like to bring about the game? Anything we have said or anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I mean, in terms of the community service through the frontliners, it's something we like to do when we travel with more than one, you know, of us get out into an area. We like to do some community service before the game. The game that Saturday, we've done that only once in Tampa. That was a big success. We've also done two events in the Atlanta region. We did our latest one about 2 weeks ago with Free Bikes for Kids, where bikes are donated and cleaned up and repaired, and then they're gifted to kids from Big Brothers to Big Sisters and local community groups, and we were there to help out and support that endeavor. So we always want to give back, and we're looking to do more. We're actually trying to spearhead an endeavor where we have a frontliner day of service across the country, where everywhere there's representatives, we're going to do something that day. I'm going to try to wait to broadcast that through, you know, Facebook Live or Instagram Live. So we're working on that. More things to come with that. In terms of, you know, sports related, it's just funny what Knickerbocker Al was saying. Basically, almost every New York team has turned over the front office except for the Rangers and the Jets. Everyone else has new, you know, and you know, new management, new head coaches. And, you know, maybe it's a sign of the times where things are going to get better, you know, because we're all fans, you know, of our teams, and we want to see our teams win. We know, you know, the Knicks, the Mets, you know, well, it's funny for the Yankees, because the Yankees were one game away from the World Series, and they still changed their manager, which is surprising, but the other teams were definitely underperforming. For me, I just enjoy the camaraderie. This platform that we have here allows us to meet a lot of people when we travel and we go out of the country. We meet so many people and made so many friendships now. So that's probably the best part about the year for me, is the camaraderie and the fellowship with the stakeholders across the country. So I just continue to build this platform. This year, Steve and I started co-hosting with Chris and Steve on the round table pregame and postgame. So that's new for me. So I'm coming into a new role. So I'm excited about that, looking to continue with that. So it's been an exciting year, although some of the sports has been disappointing. But I'm glad to be here and glad to be part of the platform.
Before we go back to Kenny D, my bad on that, Kenny D. But Biggs, you're a Syracuse alumni, man. That was a nice win versus the Hoyas. But I know this is more of 2016 stuff, but you got to tell everybody your experience, because a lot of people don't have an experience going to a Final Four game. And I definitely want you to share that with, you know, the stakeholders who may be listening, the guys on this platform as well, on that experience. Because one of the things about the Bleed Blue Show is we talk sports, but we also like to share that in-game experience, being there in person. Then we go to Kenny D.
Yeah, so I've been to two Final Fours. I went the year when we were in Syracuse, when we were in Atlanta, when we made the Final Four and we lost to Michigan. And then Michigan played Louisville in the final. So I was there for that as well. The old stadium that just got blown up. And I was there in Houston as well a couple of years ago. I mean, it's electric. It's a different atmosphere than a football game and then a pro basketball game, because it's a collegiate representation. So, you know, people rep really hard for their colleges. You know, the energy is different, although albeit kind of the same, but people are there. You see all walks of life, all creeds and colors, and, you know, it's just the cheering, the school chants, the school fight songs. You'll hear all that. And it was a great tournament. What I did the last time versus the first time, when we lost to Michigan, I sold my tickets to the final. This year, because we were out of town, we actually went to the game, and that was a great game with North Carolina and Villanova. And that was the way it ended on that buzzer beater three. That was a great game. So I'm glad I stayed for that. And it was so funny because Michael Jordan was there in the crowd. And I swear to you, it's like not even 5 minutes after the game, they had memes of Jordan with the crying Jordan face. It was hilarious. It was hilarious to have Jordan with the Jordan crying face in the crowd. So it was a great experience, man. I have to be honest with you guys, I've only been traveling and watching sports maybe the last 4 years, but I've been doing it real heavy. And, you know, Steve's been showing me the way. Steve is a real vet. Shout out, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Steve, a hardcore traveler, repping all the sports. And I've been having a great time, man. I've been bringing my lady with me, and she's been enjoying it as well. So this has been real fun.
And the Super Bowl in Jamaica, too. You know, I get up with Rob on that. Shout out to Biggs. Kenny, anything you would like to add, man? Year in review in sports, our teams, or anything is on your mind. And then go to RP.
Yeah, so one thing that's actually pretty recent in the news, I'd like to talk about real quick. As New York sports fans, one of the things that comes with that is sports talk radio. Now, I'm a big Michael Kay guy. I'm a big fan of Michael Kay. I like Steve Summers. But the king of sports talk radio is probably Mike Francesa, and he ended his career on The Fan this past week. I think it was Friday the 15th. Now, I'm not a huge Francesa fan. I think he's kind of rude to his callers. I think he knows everything. He's very knowledgeable. I'm not going to deny that, but I'm not a huge fan. I was wondering if I could get you guys' takes on Francesa. Do you guys like him? If you listen to him at all, or if you have any opinions to share on that?
I'm the outcast on that one, guys. I wasn't a Francesa fan at all. I don't even think I listened to one show this last 6 or 7 months. I was a Mad Dog fan. I never got into the whole – I understand why he did it. I was never into this fighting with every caller that came in. I understand that he said the fans were part of the show once they called in. I just didn't have an attraction to the show at all. I'm definitely an outcast. There were so many Francesa fans that I haven't even spoken about it. But I don't know why. I never really got into him. I never got into his I'm always right attitude. And then when he was proven wrong, he kind of just shut it off. And I know he was great for sports radio. I mean, he did it for over 30 years. So
yes.
He was doing something right. Yeah, no, he was definitely doing something right. It was just a personal thing. I wouldn't bash him and say, oh, he sucks and he was horrible. Because, I mean, he was and he did it for so long. So you have to appreciate what he did. Just on a personal level, I just wasn't a Francesa fan.
I feel that.
Go ahead, Kenny.
No, that was it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. RP, you have anything else to add? And I'll go again and we go back to Av on that. RP, you have anything else you'd like to add, sir?
I didn't
hear sports.
We've been doing the Ranger, the Ring podcast, I think, for 2 years now. You hit me up one time on Twitter, and since that's become a lot of good things are happening now that I'm writing with I write with Elite Sports New York, and my Facebook page is steady. It doesn't have a lot of fans. I'm not not one of these guys that pay to get people to like the page or not. So everyone that's liked the page is someone that's read it and picked up on it and said, hey, it's pretty good. The writing thing is all New York sports, so all you stakeholders just check it out one time. It's every New York sports team, college sports team in the local area, we cover it all. Everyone has their own little match. I do the Rangers division, of course. And I got to tell you, Steve and I do these Ring podcasts every Tuesday, and I really look forward to them, guys. He is a panic. He knows how to hit my buttons to get me to just go crazy on certain things. And I'm telling you, he'll text me before a game. Sometimes I think he just says something to me just to get me going, and it'll come on, and then, bam, we just hit it off so well. It is the quickest 45 minutes of my day.
I don't even try to bother calling the rink because I don't even try to compete. So I just stay off the rink.
It is just funny. I mean, we just sit there. But, you know, it's like it's just two guys talking sports. I did a phone interview with Don LaGreca. I don't know if you guys know him or don't know. He does the Rangers play-by-play. He's on the McKay Show. To Don the way I spoke to Steve. What was funny about it is that Don spoke to me the way Steve spoke to me. He was driving home in his car. He spoke to me for like 50 minutes. At one point, I couldn't get Don to stop talking. And all of that came from, you know, talking with Steve doing the podcast, that whole, like, relaxation, just like folks sitting between two people, just talking Ranger hockey. So I look forward to Tuesday nights. We have a blast. The days that there were Ranger games and it's over, he knows I'm going to be going. He's got to keep me in check, especially if we have a loss. He's been trying for years to get me to tweet during a game, but that's not going to happen because I don't have time for that. So I just wanted to say that it's been a really good couple of years doing this. I even asked him about this show that we're doing now. We had done it last year, and we had a blast. So I was looking forward to talking with all you guys because we don't get to speak a lot amongst each other other than following each other on Twitter and all. So you guys all do a good job covering your teams and putting up with the New York media, which is not an easy thing to do. And I enjoy all the shows, so I think it's a really good thing. It's a good way to reach out and just to talk sports. It's a lot of fun.
You know what I really love about this platform with all of us? Individually, we have our own different styles. For instance, I think on a sports fan level, out of all the guys that's on the line, me and Av are kind of think alike a lot on all of our teams, like as far as how we look at certain players, how things are going to project out. So sometimes when Av says a lot of things on the Knicks shows or just the Yankee shows too or any of the shows, it's like he's almost speaking for me because – we almost see things almost exactly the same thing as well. Where Kenny, to me, Kenny's more of
in other words, he says, I don't shut up.
Kenny's very analytical, heavy stats guy. He says a lot of things that I have to sit back and I have to catch myself. Like, you know what? I didn't really look at it like certain things on certain players. Like, there's a lot of certain players we don't agree with and disagree. We agree with, disagree with. But his perspective is very unique in that sense where I know with RP, I know what pushes his buttons. It's really about the effort on the ice, man. Like, you're talking about the game versus the Stars. The Rangers played like pure shit that night. And I already knew you were going to come out there blowing the gasket. And I knew you was going to blow a gasket when you got on. So the thing where I knew I had to spin it, where which was a fact at the time, was the Rangers picked up a point, even though they lost, and the other two teams we were trying to catch in the stand, they lost, and we actually gained. And that's really comes down to the Rangers is consistent hockey, play with effort, don't turn over the puck. If they do that right, they damn near probably will win 90% of the games. Where Bakes is a passionate, old school football, you know, run the ball, protect the football, play strong defense. Bakes is an 80 Giants type of guy. He's about linebackers. He's about Carl Banks and Lawrence Taylor. He's about hard hitting blue collar guys. So this frustration with this team, with the head starting with the head coach, if you listen to the Giants shows, it really goes back to the head coach really calling that guy out and then just calling out the deficiencies on all the players. If they drop balls, fumble, don't tackle, doing stupid stuff on social media they shouldn't be doing and focusing on the game. So what I'm trying to say is everybody on here brings a unique style to each to what they say. And it's all respect and can't thank you guys enough. But always talking sports, man. It's fun, man. Even just picking your brain on other teams, other leagues, and stuff like that. Av, we'll go back around maybe one more time. But let me ask you this because I know people have to go. What about 2018? What are you looking forward to with our teams just in general? What about the fans and the fan base? What your thoughts on how they've been over the year? And Av, anything you'd like to say? And we go back to Kenny, and then go back to Bakes, and then Ranger Prowl. Let's kind of get some, I guess you could say, extended final thoughts like we normally would say. I'd just love to hear your take, and then we'll go to Kenny D, and then Bakes, then RP.
Well, first and foremost, I want to shout you out, Steve, because yes, you and I do see eye to eye on a lot of different things. And I appreciate the props, but I appreciate every single person that's on the phone right now. Even though I don't call your shows, I do listen to them. I I actually end up learning something that I don't necessarily probably know about specific sports. I'm mainly a baseball and basketball guy, but I do love football. I do watch hockey, and I try to to learn a little bit of everything. I'm trying to be a master, jack of all trades, a master of none. But I appreciate everybody. So a big shout out to each and every one of you. For 2018, The biggest thing that I've been, you know, that I've been, I hope to see is that we get to see more of the real, true diehard fan that you know, Steve, you, me, and Chris, we talked about this a number of different times on these special mm-hmm. shows. You know, the diehard fan, the loyal fan, the social media fan, and what I'm loving to see right now is that more and more every day, I'm starting to see more people get exposed for being the social media fan that they are, or the bandwagon fan. Because the second that Carmelo Anthony got traded, or the second that Giancarlo Stanton got traded to the Yankees, or the second that they benched Eli Manning, or the second that Henrik Lundqvist is starting to have a bad streak where anytime you see those situations happen, you start to see the color and the true nature of those fans. And I'm loving it because it's finally turning that social media weapon away from the athlete and back to the fan and to those keyboard warriors out there who I'm talking about, those who jump on YouTube and think that they're a wannabe analyst and they have these little video clips of whatever situation they want to talk about, or those video editors or those wannabe graphic designers or whatever the heck they are, they're all getting exposed on all fronts, not just on the Knicks, Yankees, Giants, and Rangers, but you're seeing them on the Jets, you're seeing them on the Mets, you're seeing them on the Islanders, you're seeing them for the Buffalo Sabres or the Buffalo Bills. You're talking anything, if it's related to New York, they're all getting exposed for the fans, for the wannabe fans that they are, and that's beautiful to see. I think that movement started about a year or two ago when Steve called out a certain individual, and we started calling them all Eugenes. I think that's where it kind of all started, and I'm glad I'm starting to see that more and more. But in terms of our teams, this is exactly how I want to see. I hope that, of course, obviously, I hope the Knicks, do make the playoffs, and they start, the return to prominence of those '90s teams that we all know and love, and we go back to. When it comes to the Rangers, yeah, they're playing well right now, but I hope that they do return to the postseason and they make up for that Ottawa loss and they get back and probably beat a Pittsburgh Penguin team or whatever the case may be, and kind of shoot towards that Stanley Cup title, because that's something that's been eluding us for 23 years now. When it comes to the Yankees,
yeah,
I'm going to just say I'm seeing it right now. Number 28 is on the way. And once again, you gotta love it, and you can only catch the real true loyal fans on this platform. When it comes to the Giants, when it comes to the Yankees, when it comes to the Rangers, when it comes to the Knicks, when it comes to the true sports fans out there, where it's at. And I thank the good Lord above me. I thank the callers. I thank Steve, the Godfather. I hope you enjoyed your birthday last week, brother. And guys, it's been a pleasure. Happy holidays to every one of you.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Knickerbocker Avenue, man. Knickerbocker Avenue, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, man. Avenue, man. Happy holidays. A great 2017 to you, G. And definitely we'll talk. Let's get to Kenny D. Kenny D, man, what are you looking forward to in 2018 as well? And then anything you like, any final thoughts? And then go to Biggs.
I think 2018 is going to be a good year for our teams. I think Yanks are going places. I think if not this year, next year, the Knicks are going to be in a good place. Hopefully the Giants can rebound. The Rangers are going to keep their winning ways going. Real excited for next year. Thanks for having me on. It's been a blast.
New York Yankees talk, man. Kenny D, it's great to hear from you, my man. Happy holidays to you and your family, man. Biggs, tell everybody your thoughts on 2018 as well, and then what you're expecting on that, and then let everybody know how you could be reached, man, on social media, talking Giants and travel and fellowship and the friends, man.
Well, for me, 2018, I just want to, for the stakeholders and all the frontliner patrons, to keep building and keep growing, keep this movement going. Keep traveling and having more tailgates. For the Giants, hopefully we can turn it around, get a good GM that's going to bring in a coach that's in sync, that's going to reestablish an identity of the New York Giants, solid defense, a good offense, and, you know, professional play. We just want to be consistent moving forward. I think that's something, even though the Giants have a great organization, that's something they haven't been, even under the great Tom Coughlin, we haven't been consistent. When I say consistent, I mean every year competing to win the division and making the playoffs. That's something we want to get to. For me, just continue to be better, working better with Mahala's brother Chris and Steve Azul. Keep doing our co-hosting thing. Keep doing more community service activism here and in other states where we travel. Just keep growing to be better and keep building this brand on all levels and all these platforms. I'm supporting one another. And I don't know much about hockey, but I'm going to try to, get my hockey game up for 2018 so I can start, contributing to all these other platforms as we grow. Who knows? We might have a Mets show in the next couple of years. We keep building. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got
to
get some love
from
the
Mets. Chris keeps talking about
saying?
It.
I have no problem with that.
So,
I have no problem with Ranger Proud and Bakes talking Mets. I have no problem with that. I would have no problem with Ranger Proud and Bakes.
Want to keep
Bakes,
growing. I'm saying.
Definitely
so,
their Mets talk. Oh, yeah.
There we go. So we keep building and we keep growing. that's what I want to do for 2018.
The Twitter, man. Shout out. Tell them the Twitter.
Shout out.
NYG.
On our Instagram, it's NYG Frontliners. Yeah. It's InstaBakes. On IG as well. On Twitter, it's Frontliners NYG and InstaBakes on Twitter as well.
Bakes! Shout out to Bakes, man. Hollis Boys, man. Thank you very much. Ranger Proud, man. And tell everybody on your 2018 what you're looking forward to as well. And also, any shout outs for yourself, RP, and your final thoughts, man.
I guess 2018 is going to be the same as all the other years. Just want to see the Rangers and the New York teams, get back on the map, get back to their championship ways. It's been a while for the Rangers, but I tell you one thing that I'm lucky about, we have a great fan base with Lee Blue and all the frontliners and all. You get a lot of fans calling in. Once in a while, I convince Steve to do some call-in parts of the show, and some of the fans are great. The questions they ask, and Ranger fans are diehard fans. We really do believe Blue. Boy, we suffer Blue too, but I tell you, try to get a Ranger ticket, whether they're winning, whether they're losing, it's the toughest ticket in town to get. It really is. The fan base all around is just really strong, and that's what a fan really is. You stick with your team when you win, it's easy. Stick with your team when you're losing and struggling. And look at the Giant fans. We may be having a horrendous year, but Giant fans are Giant fans. They're going to back their team all the way through. Look at the support Eli Manning got just from one benching. It's what it's about. So I just think that overall the teams are going to continue to grow and progress. I mean, most of the time, most of our teams are in it through the years. It's very rare when you have a season where someone's out of it, in December or early June. The Mets have struggled, but you want to know something? A lot of that's not on the players. I'm not one of those fans to say, oh, they just suck. These guys are out there trying. Sometimes it just doesn't happen, and you just got to deal with it. So I just want to see the teams get back to their winning ways and watch Steve's shows on all his platforms grow. It's a great way, like I said before, for just to talk sports and to see what's going on out there. For myself personally, you can get me on Facebook at Ranger Proud, Twitter's at Ranger Proud, Instagram's Ranger.Proud. And I'm also the team boss and senior Ranger writer for Elite Sports in New York for the Rangers division. So check it out. And you can check out all the Knicks, Giants, Yankees. We cover all the teams over there. So take a look at EliteSportsNewYork.com. You can check that all out. And it was a pleasure talking with everybody tonight. Hope you guys have a great Christmas. And I look forward to doing this every year. So maybe we can do it more than once a year, Steve. You got to check it out, Maybe up quarterly we can catch up with our teams.
If Avenue's down, if Av's down, and Bakes is down, and Kenny's down, I'm down. Kenny, Av, are you down?
You know I'm down. Why are you asking that question, dude?
Hey, I gotta. Man, ask the question. All right,
unless I'm on the ground or I'm dying somehow, you know I'm here.
Kenny, what about you and Biggs? You guys down
yeah,
for
no
that?
Doubt.
Make
yeah.
it cool, man.
Yeah, we could definitely talk about it, Steve.
Yes, sir. I'll say my points, man. As far as games this year in 2017, I'll never forget when I was at Wrigley Field earlier this year for the Yankees, and the Yankees were down 2-0 in a final strike for Brett Gardner. He slapped that 3-run home run to go ahead in the top of the ninth inning. It was a cold, frigid day, and I got sick off of that trip, too. I remember that. But partying in the streets of Wrigleyville in North Chicago, that game – Bakes on the Giants side, we didn't have much to cheer for, but I remember flying to Denver, and we won that Denver game. I was shocked. I mean, that's just on the field. I mean, the Giants only won 2 games up to this point, but that was a shocker to me leaving that stadium. I know you and Chris did the post game, but as far as the tailgate, Bakes, hands down, the Tampa game was fun. That weekend was one of the epic tailgates we ever done, period. That was our kickoff, and that was epic. That was epic. I know next year probably in Atlanta or something. That it should even be grander as it is. But the football team on the field, we didn't have much to cheer for. But the fans overall made the experience worthwhile. And then Ab, when it comes to our Knicks, it was just a circus. But the Knicks this year, it should be a fun team to embrace. Same thing with the Rangers. The Rangers are more of a veteran team, and they just have a tougher role with it. RP, if you maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but when was the last time all three of us in the metro area, the Devils and the Islanders and the Rangers, were all relevant at the same time? It's been a while with all three.
It's been a long while this year.
I haven't seen it.
I mean,
can't remember.
I think they had, I can't remember. It's got to be at least, the Islanders have really been struggling. I would think at least 5 years, six years since all three teams were in the mix. I mean, right now all three teams should make the playoffs. At the way they're playing, since the Devils just won again tonight. Anyway, it's been a while, but it's fun when it's like this. That's what makes every game even more important. Is you don't want to be the one guy not making the playoffs between the Rangers, the Devils, and the Islanders. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be the one looking out when the season's over, looking in, I should say. So it makes it a hell of a lot more fun in New York to have all three teams going at it. I mean, I don't really care if the Islanders make it, guys, but that's just another.
I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you on that because the season last year with VC going to Nashville and they blew the snot out of them and we won in the shootout. That was a fun game, the Rangers game to be at. But all these games, man, just in total, they're unique in its own way. I can't thank enough to all you great guys, the stakeholders, and myself just having that dialogue so we could bring fans together. I mean, that's the ultimate goal of this podcast was to bring fans together. That will conclude the stakeholder holiday party edition to RP's request and fulfilled by Avenue, Kenny, and Bakes. We'll have to do this again sometime early in 2018. The stakeholder spotlight episodes have been phenomenal. Definitely check that out on BleedBlueShow.com. For Knickerbocker Avenue, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Knickerbocker Avenue, Kenny D, New York Yankee Talk on Facebook, Bakes, NYG Frontliners on the gram, and Ranger Proud, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Ranger.Proud on Instagram as well. This is the stakeholder holiday party, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this listen to all these guys. Man, looking forward to all the podcasts going forward after that, man. Guys, Sangre Azul, you already know. Bleed blue.
All day, every day.
Bleed blue.
All day, every day.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Bleep bloop, bleep bloop, bleep bloop. I had to stop that. I forgot about Chris. Okay, now we do it again. Shout out to Chris.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Can you dig it? bleep loop, 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 bleep loop.